time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chen.
Good morning. Today we bring back Paul Costigan, the refugee coordinator at International Institute of St. Louis, to talk to us more about the work they have been doing. Good morning, Paul. Your institution provides a wide range of services, you know, education and employment, making transition to work here. So can you tell a little bit about that, the resettlement and how to make adjustment to workplaces?
Absolutely. The resettlement period for refugees is relatively short. It's a 90-day resettlement period. So the idea is newcomers, refugees into our communities have 90 days to get oriented to life in the United States, to apply for Social Security cards and other kinds of documentation, to get all of their health screenings done, but also to get on track to be eligible and be ready for employment. This 90-day period does not provide very much assistance, very much cash assistance to newcomers, so the impetus is on the refugee or an adult in the refugee to become employed fairly quickly to support the family and, you know, so that they can pay their rent and their utilities and for food and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So the refugee agencies in Missouri, of which there are five, there is one there in Springfield, one where I am here in St. Louis, one in Columbia, Missouri, and then two in Kansas City. And so these local agencies are all diverse. They are independent agencies. They're all nonprofit agencies as well. And they provide a variety of programs. Some of the programs that are provided in St. Louis include English as a second language. We are the largest English as a second language provider in the state of Missouri. We also provide citizenship classes for people who are reaching their five-year point where they become eligible for citizenship. We have anti-human trafficking programs, small business development, youth mentoring, services to older refugees, and employment and case management, among many others. Springfield also does refugee resettlement, even though on a smaller scale, but equally as important. They also have a youth mentoring program, which is new, but they have very vibrant, and they are getting a lot of interest across the community from the youth who are wanting to be in the program and from mentors within the community to provide mentoring services to those youth. And they also do employment and case management as well as one other program, which is also interesting, is a health promotion program, which is done to educate people on health issues and how to access health care and some other issues. So they have some very interesting programs happening in Springfield as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And how many clients, I would say, you know, immigrants or refugees that you guys are serving every year?
Yeah, the International Institute in St. Louis serves about 6,500 people in per year. They come in from a variety of different programs, like I said, but all of them come in with a specific want or a specific need and are able to access a variety of programs. Springfield, on the other hand, is a much smaller program. They serve anywhere around 200 to 250 people per year. They have a much smaller staff, but they do a great job in the services that they provide their clients, and with, you know, hopefully a growing number of refugees coming to Springfield that they will be able to serve more coming in the future.
Thank you, Paul. Can you give us your website information so for people who are interested can check it out?
Yes, absolutely. So for the International Institute in St. Louis, the website is www.iistl.org. And for Springfield, it's www.iismo.org.
Thank you very much. My guest has been Paul Costigan, State Refugee Coordinator at International Institute of St. Louis. This has been a program of League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a program sponsored by the League of Women Voters.